25-year-old James O'Keefe made a name for himself last year. You may remember that he and a woman dressed up as a pimp and prostitute and then filmed themselves at Acorn housing offices getting aid. It created a national scandal for Acorn, the community organizing group, and now O'Keefe finds himself in the national spotlight again, although it doesn't involve Acorn. He and three other men are charged with trying to sneak into the office of Louisiana Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu and tap her phones. For details, I'm joined now by reporter Eileen Fleming in New Orleans. She was at the courthouse this afternoon. And Eileen, what does the FBI say exactly that O'Keefe and his associates were up to?
We're not exactly sure. One affidavit that's filed with the court says that the suspects were, quote, manipulating, unquote, the headset in Senator Landrieu's office, then said they'd need access to the main telephone system, and they were sent to the General Services Administration office. The repair guys said they didn't have ID, and then all four left. They were apprehended outside the building and arrested, and outside the courthouse, federal marshal described the arrest.
It is my understanding that they were asking a number of probing questions about certain information that members of the general public who were just seeking the assistance of a tenant agency may not ask, and that certainly, triggered some suspicion on behalf of the persons involved, and they deserve a tremendous amount of credit for bringing that to our attention and allowing this to come to a speedy resolution.
And Eileen, remind us again the role that James O'Keefe has played in the past. He's certainly no stranger to dressing up, I guess, and to operating in a clandestine fashion.
No, he's basically the man considered the brains behind an undercover video operation that targeted Acorn last year, where he dressed up as a pimp, like you say, and a friend was dressed up as a prostitute, and they were getting tax advice from Acorn staffers. And this actually had an effect, because in September, Congress blocked previously approved funds from going to the group, and Acorn got about 10% of its funds from the federal government grants.
All right. And in this case, in the Mary Landrieu case, who's representing them?
Well, a local attorney said he was called in at the last moment to represent three of the defendants, and he said none had a criminal record. Eddie Castaig said he's not even sure who's paying him.
I have no idea. I haven't been paid a penny. As a matter of fact, I gave one of them $60 so he could take a cab from St. Bernard, wherever they're going to stay. So I'm out of pocket $60 on this. If you know somebody who wants to pay me, tell them to step up to the plate.
In fact, one of the defendants is the son of William Flanagan, who's the acting U.S. attorney here for the Western District of Louisiana.
Eileen, what kind of punishment would O'Keefe and the other three face if they are convicted?
Well, the charge carries a maximum term of 10 years in prison and a fine of $250,000 and 3 years of supervised release following any term that they serve in jail.
That's reporter Eileen Fleming in New Orleans. Thanks, Eileen.
My pleasure.
And in a statement released today, Senator Mary Landrieu said, quote, "This is a very unusual situation and somewhat unsettling for me and my staff." As to the men facing charges, Landrieu said, "I am as interested as everyone else about their motives and purpose, which I hope will become clear as the investigation moves forward."
This is NPR.